Hello, hello. This is Kirsty Bartlett of the Answer is in the Question podcast, and I am very grateful to Oliver for inviting me to contribute to his Advent Calendar Book Club. And so today, I guess the title of it is The Morphic Field of Miracles, also known as The Night I Melted Through My Bed. So I'm going to share with you a little bit of experience that I've had of two books, actually. One author, two books, in part because I find it quite hard now to separate them out, partly because of the effect that they have on my consciousness, but also because when I first got interested in them years ago, it's maybe 15 years or so ago, when I started to get curious about subtle energy and started to have my own experiences. And from that point on, anything with the title and energy or energetics had a whole different meaning for me to what it had before. And so I ordered this book, Matrix Energetics, and it engrossed me so much that I read it cover to cover pretty much in one, or yeah, a day or two. One cover to cover. I had ordered the second book, which was The Physics of Miracles, which I then read cover to cover. I went back to the first book and did the same again, then to the second book. I think I did it three times in total. So I literally could not stop reading these two books for the first couple of weeks, I suppose, of me coming into contact with them. And I guess what intrigued me so much about them, it started with the fact that in both these books, it was the first time that I'd come across the suggestion within a book that simply by reading the words of the book that you could tap into the energy behind those words, and even the altered states that those words were talking about. And I think that suggestion was very powerful to me at the time. It proved to be totally true, which was even more intriguing and even more riveting. And so I haven't introduced the books properly yet. So the author, although as far as I know, there is no relation to me, has my surname. So there's a synchronicity there. So his name is Richard Bartlett, and his first book was called Matrix Energetics: The Science and Art of Transformation. And the second book, The Physics of Miracles: Tapping into the Field of Consciousness Potential. Richard Bartlett is such a funny guy. He's always playful. He's always creative. He plays with language. He plays with words, and he has lived a fascinating life with many, many experiences of miracles, altered states, all kinds of fascinating things. And so the idea of being able to tap into that just by reading a book really gripped me, as I said. So I'd like to read you a couple of pages from the introduction, actually, of the second book. I have the second book in hardback, and the first book is on my Kindle, which is not such an easy thing to just pick up and read from. So I'm gonna read from the introduction to The Physics of Miracles, and just share this with you. Everyone would love to experience a miracle, but doesn't it seem that there's never a miracle when you really need one? There is a very tangible and real energy deeply embedded in this book. Like one of Harry Potter's magical texts, this book possesses a field of enormous potential. Cradled lovingly within these pages is an incredibly powerful energetic template. You too can use this consciousness technology
as thousands of others already have, to create healing for yourself, your family, and perhaps even the environment you live in. What this book will show you is how what we call miracles in this day and age are actually indications of things already known to exist, but not yet proven. However, it has been said before that absence of evidence is not evidence of absence. When we change our consciousness around what is possible, rather than being limited by a reality construct dominated by what isn't possible, we discover that we are actually able to employ quantum energies and principles in our day-to-day lives in unexpected and fun and miraculous ways. A miracle transcends the limitations of most of our current scientific models, but this does not mean that there isn't a science that can explain miracles, if we really need to have explanations. Some might say that some of the ideas in this book are fringe science. Well, I'd rather be out on the fringe with the angels and miracles and the other wondrous things science can't adequately explain. That's where the magic lives. And what if there were a way that you could increase the incidence of miracles in your life? What would that be worth? Would that be worth something to you, laddie? Apologies for my appalling accent. As Star Trek's chief engineer, Mr. Scott, might say, keep in mind that all matter is comprised of energy or fields of energy. Humans, animals, stardust, trees, chairs, all form is made up of energy at a quantum level. And this is where the science of our so-called miracles occurs. Rupert Sheldrake is a biologist and prolific author who introduced mainstream audiences to the idea of the morphic field, along with morphic resonance and morphic units. Now I'm going to let you consult Richard Bartlett, or maybe even Rupert Sheldrake himself, to find out more about morphic fields. But just as Sheldrake introduces us to morphic fields, Bartlett introduces us to the morphic fields of miracles. So as I said, I jumped headfirst down this most fascinating of rabbit holes. After these two books, as I said multiple times, something about them really gripped my imagination. And I'm experiencing something similar now. I have been this year, having done the Silver Ultramind quest with Mind Valley. It's an amazing quest in and of itself, but even more amazing things happen when you start to talk to other people about it and share experiences. The act of actually listening and hearing other people's amazing stuff somehow opens you up to witnessing and experiencing that amazingness for yourself. So one night after I had gone through these books several times, I was having a restless night, wasn't sleeping very well. Finally, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I turned my light on, sat up, started reading a passage from this book. Now, to this day, I don't know whether this passage actually exists in the physical book, but this was my memory of it. So I read this passage, which gives directions basically on how to step into a parallel universe. And so I didn't read for very long. I read for long enough, turned the light off, rolled over, and melted through my bed. It was like such a vivid physical sensation. And it was all over in the blink of an eye. But the contrast between the pitch blackness of my bedroom at 3 o'clock in the morning and the sensation of feeling actually like I had travelled through my mattress in this world and plopped out somewhere else. And this other place was very brightly lit. I don't remember opening my eyes or seeing, but I had a very real sense of knowing that I was up high, and I was maybe
in a skyscraper, something with lots of windows maybe. And that was only my impression, because as I say, I my immediate reaction was, fucking hell, you can do this thing. It was like, it was just so magical and so amazing to me. Bit scary as well, but I think my overriding emotion was excitement. But as anyone who's done any out-of-body experiences or lucid dreaming will tell you, emotion is one thing you kind of have to get a handle on, because any extreme emotions in any directions bring you straight back. And so that's what happened to me. And going from a place of not really, I don't think I'd heard of lucid dreams or astral projection, out-of-body experiences at that point. I had read Raymond Moody's book, Life After Life, about near-death experiences back in the 90s. But when I had this and other altered states, other completely extraordinary experiences, I didn't know what they were. And so I kind of embarked upon this course of research that led me into finding out about all of those things. So lucid dreaming, out-of-body experiences, sometimes known as astral projection or astral travel. There's your remote viewing as well, shamanism, all kinds of things. But where we're talking about what Einstein described as spooky action at a distance. And I was hooked from that point onwards. So I went on to read, I think probably as a result of reading Richard's books, I went on to read all of the Carlos Castaneda books. I don't think I started them in order or anything. They're also similarly magical and amazing. And again, to this day, I couldn't tell you what is in each of those books, because they take me into an altered state, because I tend to read them either just before sleep at night, or if I wake up in the middle of the night, I'll read them. So I'm already in what we now know is like the theta state or the alpha state, just prior to sleeping. I drift straight off into an altered state and have the most amazing dreams and visions. And it's great value, because all of these books that I've read many, many times, I can read again over and over, and it's like I'm reading them for the first time. There are parts of the different elements within different books now that I have a clear memory of, because they've really lit up my brain in some way and I've really thought about them. Generally these books, they're just spellbinding. I just found them really spellbinding. And I am fascinated by anything to do with consciousness, and the expansion of consciousness or awareness, and anything to do with altered states. And we often hear about how altered states can be triggered by things like trauma, by plant medicine, by breath work or sound frequencies even. But you don't often hear people talking about the power of the written or spoken word in sharing experiences and in so doing triggering altered states in other people. To this day, I am utterly transfixed by the potential in the shared experience and in the ways auditory, visual and physical phenomena can trigger altered states and life-changing transformation. So I'm going to enact a little bit of magic of my own right now by reading a couple of paragraphs from the end of Richard's first book. And in so doing, I'm kind of inviting you to step into this space of infinite potential, this space where magic and miracles reside, and see what happens for you. Let me know if you melt through your bed. Matrix energetics encompasses the realms of science and art. Art represents the language of the imagination, while science, to me, is the crystallization of that art into practical laws of manifestation. You can turn your practice of these principles into such reproducible and reliable experiences that for you they can solidify into observable fact. These tools are now in your hands to use, however you may choose. I hope that they serve to enrich your experience of life as much as they have mine. I'm going to touch two points that will allow for a major change in your life. Here's the first one, and there's the second one. They're encoded in my consciousness as I am writing this. Now they are, with your unconscious permission, released into your world as you are reading or listening to this. Accept the possibility of this occurring and move forward into the desired state of change now.